Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Take 20 with Maddie and Kenzie Ziegler, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode where we are extremely slap happy. No,
we're always
going to hold
happy.
It together. Today, we wanted to do another Q&A. I think they're so fun, and they're just like... We love reading people's questions, and we love to answer them.
Yeah, so you guys gave us some questions, and we're going to try and answer them as best as possible.
Oh my god, can you tell we're going crazy?
Should we just get into it?
Yeah, you go first.
Okay, the first question is tips about self-confidence.
Ooh, I will try and give as many tips as I'm also trying to work on this and learn this.
Right.
I don't know if I'll ever reach peak self-confidence for a long time. It's like a long process, but we're on the journey, I think.
Right.
I would say something, and I know I've talked about this, but trying to not compare myself to other people on social media is a huge one, and something that instead of being like, oh my gosh, they're so pretty, I want to look like them, you could just stop it as, oh my gosh, they're so beautiful. Move on. Like, I know right. It's harder to do, but I think even just like little things, like for me, when I'm drinking a lot of water, when I'm eating things that make me feel good, if I'm internally like loving myself
right.
and feeding myself good things, then externally I feel like I can see some results. And I'm not saying like looking like super fit and whatever. It's literally just like,
feeling good.
I even notice drinking so much water, my skin looks so much better.
Right.
And then I'm like, oh, I feel good about myself because, you know, or even just doing like every night before I go to bed, I really take time doing my skincare. And that's like a form of self-love and
right.
of self-care. And so I feel like it brings me confidence when I'm like, you know, taking time to nurture myself.
I think for me, it's when I like change my hair
mm-hmm.
or like get new clothes or like new jewelry or new makeup or something. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel
you can,
like
hype yourself up.
Right? I feel like I feel the most confident when I, you know, do something kind of like impulsive and like, totally. You know what I'm saying?
And you're like, I just did that.
Right. I always feel like when I chopped my hair, mm-hmm. I was like, wow, this is like a new I'm like era. I'm like a new person. Like, I feel
so free.
Yeah, totally. But like, I feel like it depends on the person. Like, sometimes, you know, I feel confident without makeup and I'd like, totally. Don't wear makeup for a week because I'm like, wow, I feel so good. Totally. Or like taking baths, like, mm-hmm. is really relaxing and like you feel so calm. And I would say, like, you know, skincare and like kind of just taking care of yourself and doing kind of like a spa thing, uh-huh. always makes you feel great confident. And yeah. confident. Yeah,
totally. It's like, it's so hard though. It really is. But
I feel like we're all going through it,
especially through it. Anyone who's in our generation, especially.
Right. It's
with
harder.
Social media. It's hard, but I feel like we're all on the journey to like figuring it out and trying to really take care of ourselves and learn self-confidence.
Yeah. I feel like this year is like everyone's year with like fashion and totally. Like, I feel like everyone's kind of finding
and just doing you and not copying, not trying right. to be someone you're not, just like doing you and embracing all the good parts and all the bad parts about yourself.
Exactly.
Okay, what is your travel must-have?
Oh, travel must-have. I mean, headphones.
Yeah.
Like, if I travel without headphones, it's going to be a horrible travel day. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, I have to buy them at the airport.
Yeah, always. I hate the ones on the plane.
Right, they're terrible. Like oh, my God. But, like, I have this playlist that I've had for so long. It's literally, like, 5 hours long because there's so many songs on uh-huh. it. And I just shuffle it and I go to sleep.
Oh, I love
and
that.
I, because it's like the airplane noise is really annoying.
Mm-hmm.
So like when you're listening to music for hours and hours and you wake up to the same song, it's I like, know. Oh my God.
I know. I'm like, oh my God, this song has been on repeat.
Right. But it's definitely like headphones or chapstick and like a sweatshirt.
Yeah. I've started like bringing socks, like really nice fuzzy socks because the plane is so cold always.
You're right.
So I feel like that and like, headphones for sure. I hate when I forget headphones.
Yeah, if you don't wear headphones on a plane, you're strange.
Unless some people just like sit in silence on a plane.
They're I
just,
can't. Like, I will get so bored.
Or for the, I applaud people who can fall asleep sitting up straight.
No, my feet are like literally.
I'm like
the guy
on here can see this. I go like this. Yeah, or like, and the guy next to me, I like have my knee on his like. Armrest. I'm like, I'm so sorry, but I'm not moving.
No,
like,
exactly. I will not move.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Is it hard not living together?
No.
I think it's
made us better
friends.
I think like obviously it was so nice sometimes to just like go in your room. Like if I'm bored,
right, we would
just
hang out a lot.
Go in each other's room. But now we live so close that literally like if I'm like, oh, what are you doing? You're doing nothing. You're like, oh, I kind of need help with something. I'll just come over.
Right.
It's so easy.
100%.
So we still like make it work. I feel like we see each other a lot.
I think we keep talking about quarantine in these episodes, but I'm just saying like we got really close over quarantine. That's when it was like the best time when we lived together because mm-hmm. we would like work out every night together. We would like play games all day. Like we actually had fun. That totally. Was like the first time. We had fun hanging out with each other.
We didn't have an excuse but to hang out with each other. And, like, our boyfriends would play video games and we didn't want to do that. So we would, like,
right.
do our own thing.
Exactly. And I think, well, we have this plan. We've had this plan for, like, a few years now.
What?
That, like, we're going to just get an apartment for a year in New York and live together.
That would be so much fun.
Which we have to do that sometime.
At some point in our lives.
Yeah.
We will. I think, like, in our early 20s for a year, that would be so much fun.
Right. Or we just get a place out there and then go back and forth.
I know, but like we have to be responsible.
True.
That's
okay. Too much work.
Yeah, true. Okay. Do you think you were affected by having like a public childhood?
Yes and no. I feel like I feel older than kids my age,
mm-hmm.
Which is good and bad because, mm-hmm. you know, it's good that most of my friends are in the industry mm-hmm. to where like we're kind of all on the same level,
mm-hmm.
but it's harder to hang out with kids that are my age. So most of the time I'm hanging out with older people.
Totally.
Which is kind of,
It's like a good thing that we've had to mature quickly, but also it's hard because we can't. It's kind of hard sometimes to hold a conversation with someone like our age who doesn't understand our industry because it's like you don't want to be that. We're like when we go home, and if we see someone, we don't want to like talk about work.
Right.
And then to have to try and explain it and they're like confused by it. It's right. just like, which is not, it's totally understandable, but it's kind of like, it's just, that was our childhood and we just don't know anything different. And right. so it's like hard to just, it's like an unspoken thing.
Right.
And
I think it's really nice though, because like where we live in Pittsburgh, we have like these three friends that have been our friends since.
They're our neighbors.
Yeah, since we moved, like one lives across, like two of them live across from us and then one lives two houses down and like, we've always been close with them and it's never been weird. It's Mm-mm. never been like talk. We've they never don't care talked about our work. Yeah. Like it's just really amazing. Cause like I love going home and seeing them,
mm-hmm.
but it's like when I see people from my old school, like around, because obviously we all live in the same town, like it's always awkward and they totally. Always are like, oh my gosh. Like, and it's like weird. And yeah, it's just like I don't I've known you.
Yeah.
Like it's just because I moved doesn't mean I'm not the same person that you totally. Met when I was in second grade.
Like, totally. But other than that, like I think moving out. I think like, well, yeah, I guess leaving Pittsburgh and like being in the public eye. I think the only difference is like you don't do the normal childhood activities. Like right. you don't go to prom. You don't go to form.
We missed out on a lot of
but
things.
I don't even care that I missed out on that.
Right. I used to care. Yeah. And now I'm just like, everyone says it's not even
totally.
Worth it.
Mm-hmm. It's also funny, too, because I feel like we'll go to like, let's say we go out one night here in LA. We're like, oh, this is like a form of like what we missed out on.
Right. It's funny because I've been to like a few like normal, I call them normal parties because like.
Like high
school social
parties?
Media, yeah, social media parties are so different from high school parties. Mm-hmm. And the high school ones are way more fun because totally. Everyone's dancing, everyone, like, no one cares. Like, and then you go to a social media party and it's like everyone's standing in the corner, like,
awkward
and staring at people.
Or, like, taking photos or something.
Right.
Yeah, totally.
You know, we missed out on a few things, but, like, I wouldn't have it any other way. Like, true. I feel like we're very thankful for what we have in
totally.
Our life. And, you know, it's hard, but.
Totally.
Sorry, that was a whole rant.
We started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation.
I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating.
And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My name is Johnny B. Goode, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, Centratech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Out of all of the celebrities that you have met, who are you most starstruck by?
That's a good question.
The only person I've like genuinely been so starstruck over was my one of my favorite drag queens named Naomi Smalls.
Yeah, she came to your birthday party.
She surprised me for my 18th birthday, and you were there.
You cried.
I saw her, and I turned around, and I went into a different room, and I started crying. And I really don't care about celebrities, but drag queens are my everything.
They are.
And I think, too, because to see Naomi in the flesh, in person, she's over 6 feet tall, massive, like, long, perfect legs.
Yeah,
like,
her legs are insane.
I was like, you are an angel, and I don't know what to say. And I'm just in awe. Like, I couldn't believe it. And every time I looked her in the eyes that day, like, I'd have to look away because I was like, this is too much for me. I can't handle this. Like,
we also grew up watching RuPaul's Drag Race.
I know.
So, and that
was like one of my favorite shows.
You got me into that show, and
and that's the season you watched was Naomi's season. Yep. Remember Bob the Drag Queen?
And oh, don't even get me started on Bob. I love Bob.
I know. Literally, it's such a good show. So, yeah, definitely Bob the Drag Queen. Naomi Smalls. I don't know if I've ever been super starstruck over anyone else.
I think
who?
When we were younger, we got really starstruck by Justin Bieber.
Oh my gosh, of course.
Were 8, I was 6.
Yeah, so I think that was one of the first celebrities we ever met.
I think we were...
It was our first red carpet. It was her first red carpet. We went to the Kids' Choice Awards. Or was it the Teen Choice Awards? And, oh my God, I, like, remember this moment.
It was so cute.
It was really cute. So, Justin Bieber, he, like, we were waiting for him on the red carpet for, like, the longest time because we knew he was going to be there. And all of us girls, like, we went to the Justin Bieber concert. Like, we were, I mean, every single girl was in love with him. And he walked in and we were literally standing right next to him while he was on the red carpet. We're all like bawling our eyes out.
So cute.
And then we ask him for a photo and his manager's like, no, he can't take photos right now. And remember he was like, no guys, come on. And we were dying. And I just remember after that I told mom I was right under his armpit.
Aww,
I was
right because you were next to him right in the photo. So cute.
That was cute. But I think I've talked about this. Have I?
What?
Who I got starstruck by?
Dr. Phil.
Yeah. I got really starstruck by Dr. Phil. I don't freak out over anyone. Like, I really just don't. I feel like we're all the same person, but for some reason, I think Dr. Phil is hilarious. And
it's when you watch someone so consistently.
Yeah.
Like, you watch a show. I watch RuPaul's Drag Race all the time. So it's like when you see them in real life, it's actually, like, crazy.
Right. Well, because Rachel... She, we got tickets. It was like 6 a.m. Like, Emily and I got up so early to go to this thing, but I was so excited. And I had no idea that I was going to meet him. I thought I was just watching the show. And so these people from backstage, like, pulled us and, like, brought us backstage.
I wish I saw your face.
And I was like, wait, what are we doing? I thought they were, like, moving seats. Like, what's happening? And he walks out and I was like, oh my God. Wait, what? Like, this is so crazy. And he was so nice. He was like, how crazy was that episode, right? It's so crazy. You're going to love the next one. And I'm like, what is happening? I told him, too. I was like, I never get starstruck over anyone, but there's something about you that I just love.
You just have a special something.
He just feels like my grandpa or something.
Yeah, totally. I love that.
It's really embarrassing,
that's
but anyway.
So cute. Okay, this is a good one. If you could change your name, what would you change it to?
Oh,
I already know
I know
my
yours. Actually, I don't know yours anymore.
Charlie. I've literally loved that name forever.
Yeah, you're right. You know, I don't love my name, but I just feel like I just don't look like anything else. Like, I feel like...
I could see you having, like, a really interesting name.
Yeah.
Like, something out of the ordinary. Like, Mom gave us pretty basic names.
Yeah, Maddie and Mackenzie is really basic.
Yeah. Oh, you remember, Mom? You were actually named Taylor.
And you were Topanga.
No, I wasn't Topanga. That's just like...
She was going to name you Topanga.
If she did, me. I would literally like send myself
okay,
away
that's
and never
terrible
come back.
Because what if someone's listening to this and their name is Topanga?
No, but for me, it doesn't work.
Okay. I think it would look really cute. We could call you Topaz.
Literally go home. I'm going to start calling you Tay-Tay.
Tay-Tay. Taylor.
But like, it was weird because my name, I was already born, so it would have been Madison and Taylor, and that just is not it.
True. I always forget that your name's Madison.
Oh.
Well, because you're just Maddie. Like, you're...
Yeah. But I don't call you Mackenzie.
If you did, I would...
Remember I do sometimes on accident, and you're like, you get so upset.
I don't know why. I just feel like Mackenzie just does not suit me. I feel like Ken's or Kenzie is just better.
Or Kenneth.
Kenneth, Kenny.
Yeah.
But honestly, I don't know. What do I look like to you?
Bertha.
No, oh my God.
I'm just kidding. I don't know. You are you and that's it.
Okay. Well, that was the question.
So okay, it's your turn now.
Okay. What app do you use the most, do you think?
YouTube.
Me too, actually. I watch YouTube way more than TikTok or
I would say Instagram. YouTube and TikTok.
Same. Those are my top two. Or like COD Mobile. Yeah.
What is your go-to late night snack?
Frosted Flakes.
Yeah, cereal is the best go-to.
Cereal late. At like midnight is the best thing
different.
Ever.
Cocoa right? Pebbles for me.
That is, yeah. At night, especially Cocoa
it's
Pebbles.
So good with oat milk.
Who gets excited about oat milk?
Me. I was an almond milk girl for a long time.
I'm an almond milk girl
but
at the
Eddie
moment.
Really changed my mind. He always got oat milk, and I was like, it's just, I don't understand. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, it's
I
the
feel
same.
Like they all taste the same.
No, but then I was getting my coffee with almond milk forever. And then I tried his and I was like, oh my gosh.
I think almond milk is delish.
Oat milk is creamier. It has more of like, it has like a thicker consistency.
Mm.
Anyway.
Sounds delicious. What is your favorite hairstyle?
I knew you were going to say that one for some reason.
Because I'm curious.
I love a good blowout. I love it like a 90s blowout. I think it looks really good. I have been doing this hairstyle like every day because it really works if you have greasy hair on the top, but like it's still straight.
Exactly.
So I'll do like my straight hair and then I do half a puff down and slick the
top.
Your
hair is so long. Oh my gosh.
You're just saying that because you have really short hair.
I know. I think since I cut my hair, my favorite couple hairstyle. I can't do anything. These are the only things I can do to my hair.
You can do a bun with 1,000 bobby pins around it.
A bun with 1,000 bobby pins, and then it takes so long to get it out. So sometimes I just sleep in it, and it's terrible. Which happened last night, and Mom washed my hair in the sink today. But I think I love doing like the twists in
That's
my hair,
cute.
Or like
very 90s. Too.
Yeah, and I also do half up, half down like every day with a bun
That's
because.
Cute. It looks so cute with your haircut.
It looks cute with my hair short. And also, like, I can't put all of my hair up in a bun.
Yeah.
Unless I, like, slick it with hairspray. But
once you go there, there's no going back.
Yeah, that's the thing. Anyway. If I hairspray my hair, it won't be the same for weeks. But anyways.
I hope you guys enjoyed this Q&A. I will definitely do more to come because they're just so fun. And I feel like you get to know us more.
Yeah.
Well.
Have a great day.
Or night. Or morning. Maybe someone's listening to this at like 6 a.m.
You're right. Just have a great life.
Thanks so much for taking 20 with us. If you had fun, please give us 5 stars.
You can follow us on Instagram at Take20Podcast.
Email us at take20@iheartradio.com.
Or you can call us at 844-4-TAKE-20.
See you next time.
Bye.
We are coming back to Atlanta. Right now. Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, A Story of California Corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.